Ladies and gentlemen, I call this January 10th, 2018 organizational meeting of the Susquehanna County Board of Supervisors to order. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance, followed by a moment of silence.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. So welcome back to the three board members who've been re-elected for new four-year terms. Congratulations to all three of you. And this is our organizational meeting, so we begin that meeting with me starting the meeting to be able to disrupt the proceedings to elect the chair. Once the chair is elected, then we'll move on to the other elections for the vice chair and on to the other matters of the organizational meeting. So I'll entertain a motion to a nomination for a chair for 2018.
I nominate John Michael Shirt.
Second.
So a motion by Mrs. Booker, second by, we'll say, Mr. O'Brien. I think I heard him first. Is there any other nominations? So all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And the chair, Mr. Chair, did not vote, so 400. So, Mr. Chair, congratulations.
Do you know condolences? Condolences, too, huh?
I got it right here.
Mr. Chair tends to walk away with stuff. I don't know what's wrong with that man. All righty, so we've done it. Chairman, do we have... do we have a nomination for vice chair?
I move to elect Moselle Booker as vice chair of the Susquehanna County Board of Supervisors for calendar year 2018.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Eager, seconded by Mr. Weaver. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? I'm sorry. And chair votes aye. We'll get this right in a second. So it's 400. Or 401.
The record should show that there was an abstention in each of the two votes.
Right. Yeah. All righty. I'm sorry, folks. Now we'll adopt the agenda for the meeting. Are there any recommended changes or? That's all I had. The rest of it was all the first sheet. We're done, Vice Chairman. Our next item is a resolution entitled Organizational Meeting of the Susquehanna County Board of Supervisors 2018. Mr. Nichols.
So in this case, you're just adopting a resolution that states that you're going to meet during the year, when you're going to meet, where you're going to meet. And it's a standard resolution you can see on your screen there. Is the same one you use every year. And we preloaded the ayes because we assume we're going to vote for having meetings this year. And the motion is on the screen.
I move to adopt the resolution entitled Organizational Meeting of the Susquehanna County Board of Supervisors 2018, which designates the location, day, and time of meetings. Meeting place, Circuit Courtroom of the Susquehanna County Courts Building, and meeting times. Day meetings begin at 4 p.m. and end at 8 p.m. unless extended. Night meetings begin at 7 p.m. and end at 11 p.m. unless extended. When scheduled, work sessions begin at 4 p.m. prior to the regular evening meeting.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Eager, seconded by Mrs. Booker. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion passes 5-0. Next, in adoption of 2018 regular meeting calendar.
So in this case, you've got just a regular Wednesday meeting throughout the year, but there are two noted changes besides the one tonight, which was already approved last fall. You've got two dates during the calendar year of 2018 that you'll need to switch days. the July 4th meeting would be moved to July 11th, that's the yellow on the screen. And the November 21st meeting would move back to November 20th because of its proximity to Thanksgiving. And so those are the regular days, Wednesdays, first and third Wednesdays, except for those two exceptions. And the motion's on the screen.
I move to adopt the 2018 Board of Supervisors regular meeting calendar as presented.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Booker, seconded by Mr. Weaver. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion passes 5-0. Next up is the adoption of board bylaws and rules of practice and procedure.
So no changes from last year's bylaws and practice and procedure. The document is in your package. Unless there's any changes, the motion is on the screen.
I move to adopt the Board of Supervisors bylaws and rules of practices and procedures.
Second.
Second.
All right, got a motion made by Ms. Eager and second by Mr. Weaver. All in favor?
Aye.
Mr. Weaver said it first. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion passes 5-0. P, the appointment of Board of Supervisors members to boards, commissions, and committees.
So in this case, this only happens every 2 years. In the even number of years, you normally will appoint, after a following election, you'll appoint members to following 2 year terms as representatives on various boards, commissions, and committees. You have this sheet in front of you, and so you can see the whole sheet there. It lists all the ones. The second column shows where we'll put the names in, and then the three columns out to the right show who was in those positions. Who was in those positions over the last 6 years. And so the first one is Agricultural and Forestal Committee, and Mr. Weaver's been filling that position for the last few years.
Mr. Weaver, did you want to fill that one again?
Yeah, we're not very active, but sure, my name can go in there.
Anyone else?
I'll fill these in as we go, and then you can review them at the end and then do your motion.
Right. And let's see, the Audit Committee. Mr. Weaver, once again, it is as needed, so it's
sure.
Anyone else interested? All right, Mr. Weaver. Columbia Area Renewal Task Force. That's me.
Yep. And just so you know, we moved the meetings to the Chester Parish Hall.
Oh, back down to Columbia.
It's starting the 22nd of January, so next week. I'll send the information.
Okay. Because one of the ladies at school was asking about it.
Still her.
Community Policy Management Team.
And now, on the screen where there's yellow on the screen, and on the sheet, this shows that the location from previous meetings has changed. And so whoever signs up for that, we just make sure you know where the location is, and that's on your sheet. So.
Ms. Booker, that has been you, is it?
I know. You know, that has been me for, I think, a good while. That is a group sitting that is very interesting, that it maybe should be another board member to have that experience. That's the one where, with the CSA, where we read all the cases that come from social services, the school, court service, and the cases have gone to the FAP team, which is the planning team, which consists of Region 10 and special ed director, and all the caseworkers meet and they decide on what services the child or the family needs. And then those reports come to this planning board to appropriate the funds. It's very interesting the kinds of things that we finance for families and for children. That's the big money that we spend. How much a year?
Huh. 2.7,
3.7. And it just alerts you to the kinds of trials and tribulations and things that our families have. And if you're on the social services board, I think that's a good segment for this committee. This is Eager.
Oh, you're going to be there.
And we meet in the morning from 9:30 until we may go, depending on how many cases we have.
you want to wait on that one until we see where the other names
are? I can talk to you some more about it, or maybe Mr. O'Brien might want to.
Timing is not ideal for
me. Yeah, for him, it's the same time.
So that's my problem. But it sounds very interesting, but the timing less than ideal for me.
So if you, you know, we can talk about it.
I'll think about it.
But you want it done today.
Well, ideally, it'd be done today, but maybe go down through the list farther down. Partnership for Aging?
Well,
I'll stay on that one.
Well, hang on, where's go?
Oh,
Partnership for Aging.
Well, that's
Emergency Services Director was the next one.
Oh, those are, you've designated the county administrator as that in the past, and it's by state code, either chair or the county administrator. Mm-hmm.
Emergency Service Board is the county administrator.
Okay, and the Finance Board, we've worked that out when my planning period is. Mm-hmm. And although that, I got to talk because they've changed my schedule.
I don't know if
they can meet in the mornings, but my planning is now 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock.
That's even better.
Check with Mr. Garcia.
He might be able to do that without having to come back.
Right. He might be able to do that on his way to work. And, I mean, it could be at 7:30. All right, Partnership for Aging.
Yeah, that fits in very well, because I'm appointed to the JAVA board, and both of those deal with
the aging. So you would like to do that again? Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Okay, so Ms. Booker's with the Partnership for Aging. Fort Kenyon Sanitary District.
Yes.
And that's your district. Parks and Rec Advisory Board. I'm going to tell you right now, with coaching, it makes it very difficult for me to get to meetings. So if somebody else would like to do that, I'm sure Mr. Spitzer, because when he needs me, he calls me.
And what time do they meet?
4 o'clock.
4:30. Here in this building.
Is it 4:30 or 4:30? And I'm at football practice or baseball or whatever.
I can do that.
Two members on that?
No, just one.
We're not truly a member. We're more of a liaison.
Mr. Ryan, can you make 4:30 meeting?
That could, yeah.
No, okay.
If she wants to be on, that's fine.
Trying to make sure you balance out your...
Right. If Mr. O'Brien wants to do that, that would be great.
Okay.
Piedmont Workforce Investment Council. That's the one that meets up in town, correct?
In Rutgersville. I'd like to stay on it.
Everyone okay with that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I have no problems with you going to Rutgersville. Planning Commission.
I'd like to come off of that, and I think Mrs. Eager's interested in joining it.
But she's been on there before. Ms. Booker, are you good with that?
Mm-hmm.
All righty. And Ms. Eager will go on to Planning Commission.
Okay.
Ravenna River Basin Commission.
Oh, Lord. I'll stay on that.
I would love to do that, but I can't do it because of school.
I know it.
I mean, I'd have to take days off if they won't.
Right. And they don't meet a whole lot, but...
They have a quarter sometimes there they are.
Whenever there's something
going on.
Generally monthly, but it doesn't meet that frequently.
Right, yeah, so I'll stay on that one. That one's in town.
Ms. Eager, do you still want to remain on that one?
Yeah.
Unless Tony wants to do
it. I can do that. I'd like doing that one.
Okay. Oh, which one? Ravan?
Yeah.
Good.
They don't meet very often.
No, they don't. Good.
Make sure you tell him when the meetings are.
Okay.
Right.
All right, Ms. Eager, Social Services Board, would you like to stay there?
Do you want to do that? No? Okay.
No, not if I'm doing these other two.
Okay. Then I'll stay on that.
Thomas Jefferson Planning District Commission.
I would like to stay on that, too. Mm-hmm.
That means the Ravenna River kind of.
Everyone okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Virginia Associations, that's me. Mm-hmm. All right, Youth Advisory Council.
Mm-hmm. I've been doing that. I've been to them. We had a meeting this, I think, in January. I missed that one.
That's the last one.
So CPMT, you should go back up to that one. Because Ms. Eager picked up the Planning Commission, that's a significant number of meetings now, along with the Social Services Board.
Right.
So you all have to decide whether you want to or not. That's up to you all.
Is it usually done by the person who's on the Social Services Board? Mm-hmm. Not necessarily.
No.
Does anybody else want to do that?
I mean, I'll keep it.
The CPMP?
I'll stay on it. I mean, I don't have a problem staying on it.
I would rather not try to do something like that just because of the... Well, not just that, the school system, just...
Right, yeah, that's true. That's true, yeah, you wouldn't be...
They're separated as I could.
So this is CSA funding, isn't it? I would rather you do that.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so on your screen, when you, I'm going to make this just a little smaller so you can see all of them. So Mr. Weaver has the Audit Committee and Niagara Forestal. And Mr. Weaver, you'll still remain on the...
I was going to say jail board.
That's what I wanted to mention. Why not start it off at the beginning along with these and make that two-year increments?
Yeah, and there's no reason why we can't. I think it's just been appointed in the past.
Right, so get it on the schedule.
Okay, so let's see.
And I suggest you do it tonight if you...
Right, but the reason it wasn't done that way is because it doesn't require a board member. It's a citizen.
Right.
A board member can do it, or the county administrator can do it, or someone else. But we had a citizen for years.
We did, sure we did. But I think it's good if you can have a board member on it.
No, I think so.
Especially with the budget and all.
Okay, so I'll add it on here. And you'll remain on it, Mr. Weaver?
Yes.
And so there's your slate. The only one you can't see at the bottom of the screen is the YAC, the Youth Advisory Council. But Mr. Weaver has those top three. Mr. Sheridan's on the Columbia Area Task Force. Mrs. Booker, and then Finance Board. Mrs. Booker on the Partnership for Aging, the Sanitary District, the Ravana River Basin Commission. And then Mr. O'Brien on Parks and Rec Advisory Board, Piedmont Investment Council, and the second member on the RRBC. The Seagrass Planning Commission and Social Services Board. Does that make sense to all of you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now, absolutely.
You know, I'm on the Java Board, but that's appointed board.
Right, and that doesn't, I don't think that requires a board member, a Board of Supervisors member. Mm-hmm. That's why it's just a regular appointment from
right.
the community.
Okay.
That's why I wasn't added there. The Jail Authority was the same way.
Yeah.
If you all want to have the Jail Authority member generally be a board member, then we'll just leave it on here. And if you decide there is no one who wants to do that some year, then we'll go out and solicit for members.
Unless Bob moves back.
Indeed.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
How's he doing?
Mr. Rockwell?
Great.
I've talked
to him. Out. He's out. In
oh, yeah, sir. He was starting rehab the other day, and I made a comment to him about is he allowed to go to the driving range? And he said, I'm not allowed to go to the driving range yet, but I'm working in that direction.
Great.
That's better than working.
He's making smart comments on this online.
Well, he's doing better there.
Yes.
So, smart comments.
So I think you can probably do read this motion, and just as specified in the attached list, and then that list will become part of the record.
Okay, somebody want to make that motion?
I move to make the following supervisor appointments to various boards and commissions for terms effective January 1, 2018 through December 31st, 2019.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Booker and seconded by Mr. Weaver. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion passes 5-0. Now we're back to regular. Do we have an adoption of the agenda?
So made.
Do we have a second?
And just one note, from when the package came out, tab R has been deferred. It's on your agenda there, but tab R has been deferred.
Okay, information management. Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion made by Mr. O'Brien, seconded by Ms. Booker. All in favor of adopting the agenda?
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion passes 5-0. County Administrator's report.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, a few things to report. The new volunteer, community volunteer coordinator has been appointed. Mr. Carol Tracy Carr is replacing Ms. Roxanne Carter Johnston as our community volunteer coordinator. She started January 1st, and she can reach that email address to use for the position volunteer@flavannacounty.org. So Ms. Carr has already reached out to a group of citizens. She's already been connected with Roxanne Carter Johnston to be able to do some travel with her, and I think will be a great addition and an active member in the community in supporting the volunteer efforts for both for county function and for community organizations that need volunteers. And our new emergency management coordinator is on board. Debbie can stand up. Debbie Smith is our new emergency management coordinator. She looks very familiar because she moved from one office to the next office over, through our IT department, but has 20 years of experience in fire and rescue. One of the great things about Debbie is that she's really good at working with everybody. She's had just a fantastic reputation with all of our staff fixing IT needs, but really great with emergency management as well. The other great thing is that she was part of her employment offer was at a certain salary, and then when she got her emergency management coordinator certification, it would go up. She finished it on Saturday. She started on Monday.
Wow.
As soon as she got off the job, she started working on immediately, and now she's already certified, and so we're pleased to have her start, and she's been hitting the ground running before she even started up officially on Monday, so thank you very much.
That's the Flavanna County way.
Indeed. Although she was just over the line in that Louisa place. But
there I come. First cousins.
The fourth active older adult center is opening, and that's the one up at Beaver Dam Baptist Church. I gave a copy of the acknowledgement from Beaver Dam accepting our request to use the space and all the specifications for it. And so that the grand opening the first day will be January 16th. So next Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. we'll do a little ceremony at the beginning. But then it'll be open on the first and third Tuesday each month, and we'll do similar activities there that we do at the other three. So now we've got essentially centers in the four corners of the county so that everybody has an easier place to go to gather and meet up.
What do you think the total is right now of the three that are participating?
There's about 60 people, or 50 or 60 people between the three of them now, I think.
About 20 in each one, or 15 at Kent Store or something like that, 10 to 15.
Kent Store is about 15. Cunningham is actually the largest now, and they've even outgrown the 14-1.
How many is there?
I think there's about 25. Jason Aaron here yet? He's still breaking down. Oh, he's just walking in the door. I think there's about 25 or so that are registered there, and they come on a regular basis. And the good thing is that if you miss one, you can go to another, because these are on different days of the week. So if you want to travel to other areas of the county, you can do that.
Keep busy all the time going around all of them, can't you?
We were asking the total number of people that are participating in the senior centers.
About 25 at Cunningham, about 25 at Fort Union, and we got about 15 at Kent Store right now.
So 60, at least 60, maybe more. And then we get another 15 to 20 coming up there?
Yeah, there's a
the Beaver Dam
group there that means they have about 20, 25 at that group.
Yeah, I think Beaver Dam will be pretty active up in that.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that starts soon, so thank you to Mr. Stitzer and his staff for getting this set up, and appreciation to the Beaver Dam Baptist Church for allowing us to use this.
You know what would be nice? If the board could hear some of the activities that they are doing at the centers, because I know some of them take field trips and, playing cards.
I know the first
of the day.
Play Jeopardy today,
The first meeting of the month, you usually stay at the building, and the second meeting of the month, they're going somewhere.
Right.
The bus trips to Charleston, West Virginia, I think.
Right.
Most popular.
And I think a great need, especially at Fork Union, is computers.
We got to get him hooked up with Miss Hopkins over there, because she actually has the bus come to her house, and they all park out in the pasture and jump on the bus.
So, Bright Ideas is our business, spotlight on business, and that's the shirt and marketing materials company up in Zion Crossroads at Zion Business Park up there. And county's actually ordered materials from them before. They do a great job, and they have a website and Facebook page. And so if you're looking for promotional products or shirts or T-shirts or ball uniforms or things like that, it's a great place to get something from the business in our county. And then the closing on the grant for the purchase of the properties at Columbia is tomorrow. And so we'll, after tomorrow we close, we'll own those, the six parcels and the four structures. The invitation for bids will be going back out on January 25th. There'll be a pre-bid conference. The IFB actually goes out on Friday. The pre-bid conference on the 25th for folks that didn't come to the initial pre-bid conference. And then we actually have the due date set for February 15th to close the bidding process. And then we'll, over the next couple weeks after that, there'll be a review and determination if we have a winning bidder to do the demolition.
Excuse me, would you go back to the Bright Idea?
Sure.
And that's a business in Troy?
Yes, in Flagetta County. Do you know where the school is on 250?
Yeah, Lafayette.
Yeah, right behind that. The building directly behind Lafayette School. I'm sorry, two buildings behind Lafayette School, because there's a new one in between. Carbon Tower. Carbon Core is right behind Lafayette School, and right behind that is where Bright Ideas is.
Okay.
In the business park there. They have a really nice facility.
And what do they do there?
That's the shirts and t-shirts and,
okay.
and monogram materials uh-huh. and clothing and things like that. And
right.
They have a really great selection. They can make pretty much anything you need. And then the Commissioner of Treasury and Court Service Building renovation should be done sometime next week. And getting the Commissioner and the Court Services folks moving back in. It really looks great up there. If you've seen the Treasury half of the building, the other half of the building, while it's a little bit different color scheme, it'll be very similar in tone. And boy, what a difference with the drop ceilings and the new heating and ventilation and the new windows throughout. So it'll make a much more usable space for all the occupants in that building and good for our citizens.
Was there much left over in that as far as the budget was concerned? Because we had budgeted so much for a lot of that renovation.
You recall, Mr. Stevens, we're just close to the edge. Cost of the Treasury building, full cost?
Oh, we're going to be pretty far below.
We're going to be below the projection that we had in the budget.
Below the original.
The original $1 million was what the original was. As soon as that gets done, we'll give a full update on the
Okay, policy. Thank you.
This also includes the rewiring? The updates?
I didn't hear the question.
The wiring.
Does it also include the updated wiring?
Yes. Okay. So we're doing some electrical wiring and replacing all the lights.
I just noticed that, Mr. Stevens. I was like, public comment is going to be real, really up close and personal. Hey, you got to come sit in the chair and I get to gavel you, buddy. Yeah.
Like a witch.
By the judges,
we're the jury.
Modified our way we set up. And this is actually fast and easy, which is good. So.
Okay.
The county also closed the last couple weeks on the schools, the 15th on the Cunningham School and the 20th on the So they no longer, there's probably no longer with all of us, and the money is in the bank. So,
we reduce that budget now, can't we?
Fred might still have it in the
We can reduce that budget now, can't we?
In this fiscal year, you'll see that in the budget.
Yes.
And then the Juvenile Detention Center, more good news. The debt service payoff for those is going to amount to about $125,000 coming back to Flagetta County that we won't have to pay in this fiscal year, and so you'll see the numbers there on the screen. Mr. Dahl will give a better update on that once we get the formal documentation back from Blue Ridge Juvenile Detention Center, of which he's a member of that board. And that's all good because we need to get our coffers refilled in the general fund. So. And then, you know, I told you a number of weeks ago that we were doing the master county policy kind of update because we had policies from 2004 and 5 and 6. Largely, we're about 50% through that, and I'd ask for $7,500 towards that. We're probably only going to spend about maybe $1,000 or $1,500 of that because it went faster than expected, and I did a lot of the holidays at home. And so the new structure for county policies is here on the right-hand side of the screen, where there'll be anything that's a number one will be administration policy, number two, personnel, three, finance, etc. And then they're grouped into major policy groupings and numbering systems. So all of our county policies will be structured the same way. And you'll see a bunch of them on your agenda for next week on the consent agenda. When the there's not substantive changes to the policies, they'll be on your consent agenda for approval. If there's a substantive change or if it's a controversial policy, it'll be on your action agenda item. And in the coming weeks, you'll see many of these coming forward. And then just a reminder, you've got lots of meetings coming up. It's budget season. So next Wednesday is your regular meeting, but you also have a budget work session at 4 o'clock before your meeting next week. That's the other remaining half of the nonprofit organizations. So 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock. And then next Saturday, the 20th, not this coming Saturday, but the following Saturday, is when you do your off-site planning session. That'll be at Lake Monticello Fire Department. And then you can see the rest of your time is going to be busy during February and March with meetings about every week. And so any questions I can answer for the board?
What date is that Saturday? The 20th?
20th, yes, sir.
20th. Oh, okay.
Saturday, January 20th. And Continental Breakfast will start at 8:30. The meeting, official meeting will start at 9.
And are we going to have the
EDA will be there,
yep,
and a representative of staff, of course. And it's open to the public as well.
But the Economic Development Group will be meeting with us.
Yeah, they were excited to hear about the invitation and looking forward to doing it.
All righty. Thank you, sir. Well, now, before we move any further, I'm going to ask Mr. Payne if he'd like to talk about the hunt.
The hunt, good idea. Indeed. I'm still thawing out.
Yeah, I guarantee you that.
When did you all go?
Friday.
I think it was a balmy 6.
It was Friday. I give full credit to the sheriff for suggesting a couple of years ago that we begin at 2 o'clock.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
6:30 in the morning. We had 7 shooters, and I don't remember how many assistants we had. I think it was 4. They were placed in ground blinds that were set up by the Wheelands Enforcement Organization under the supervision of Mr. Spitzer. Mr. Spitzer was functionally in charge of the shooting. Because it was so cold, we really didn't get a lot of action.
They were hiding just like we were.
Right.
I saw a couple of deer around a campfire.
Y'all have a fire?
They cooked in those, yeah.
We stayed there.
We ended up shooting 2. I think, I stand to be corrected by the chairman, but I think one was a
little buck.
And the other one was a young doe. They were probably siblings. They were shot maybe 2 minutes apart in the same place by the same shooter. The shooter was actually in his wheelchair on the road going back to the pole barn and shooting down from behind the summer kitchen. Both one shot kills and both of them were recovered. I think despite the weather, I think everybody had a good time, and we had at least a modicum of success in population control.
How many hunters did you have?
7. They were, I think all of them were veterans. Mm-hmm. All been here before. Mm-hmm.
That's very good.
It was a lot of fun.
Cold.
And when we got to get back into the heat, it was even more fun.
One thing I did fail to point out, the chairman volunteered to field dress.
Yeah, I want you to check. Make sure you hear this, Commissioner. I field dressed 2 of them.
He volunteered to field dress them and did field dress them.
I'm kind of cold.
You
just said field dress. I mean,
well, you don't want to. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm staying.
Yes, ma'am. they like to laugh at me because I don't do very good.
The election committee, consisting of the county attorney, particularly appreciates the chairman's efforts in that regard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It was interesting. I looked around them 2 young boys. I wasn't very happy with them, but that's all right. they were just perfectly happy to let me take care of business.
Yeah, my godson was one of them, and he did volunteer, although it was somewhat half-hearted.
It was very half-hearted. I will, but you.
I guess I will.
You're already dirty. I got you, buddy. All righty. So thank you, sir. It was very successful. My only thought about that for next year is, I don't know if we've talked about this before, if we could do it while it's on Christmas break and possibly could spread the shooters out even more. I don't know.
I think we've had a couple of suggestions. Mr. Spitzer made a couple of suggestions, too. Possibly doing another shoot at a different time.
Earlier in the year?
Earlier in the year. So I think hopefully we'll get some thoughts going on that.
Absolutely. All righty. Thank you very much.
I think everybody's happy with it.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. We will now open the first round of public comment. Anyone wish to address the board, please step to the witness chair. State your name and address. You have 5 minutes to keep your comments on point and directed to the board. Anyone wish to speak at this time? Hey, I'm not going to throw you under the bus. I just. All right. Thank you. I will now close the first round of public comment. There are no public hearings. We will now move on to action matters, starting with Q, real estate contract of sale amendment. Mr. Nichols?
So this is really an administrative matter to tidy things up before the sale tomorrow or the purchase of the properties. Remember I told you in Columbia there was one parcel that in it, the lot lines were different than what we had originally thought, and so one of them reached really close to a property that's currently occupied. We've taken that one portion of the parcel off there and reduced the offer from $22,000 down to $15,750. So it actually saved $5,000 or $6,000 under the cap of the grant, which we can use towards demolition. But all this is doing is approving that amendment to that original real estate contract to sale so they can close tomorrow. Mr. O'Brien.
This is all grant money anyway, is it not?
Yes, sir. Well, to the degree that all is relative. There's $10,000 worth of county money came from the town of Columbia, and then $40,000 or so of state money, and then $150,000 of federal money.
Right.
Let me just say one thing in passing here. There's one collateral consequence of our having done this, and that is we've done a lot of clarification of the property lines these lots. One of them
was the road, huh?
I'm sorry?
One of them was the road. There was a road there that was over too far.
There was some of that. There were a lot of things that went on like that. For example, Mrs. Lewis, who lived adjacent to one of the properties, had in her title there was a really vague description of her owning one parcel and then a portion of the next parcel. We were able to agree with her where that line actually is. And set out a plat so that clarifies the distinction. We did things like that with a number of these parcels. So I think it's been beneficial to the not only to the county but to the other the remaining landowners.
All righty. Any other questions?
I move to approve the amendment of the real estate contract of sale approved by the Board of Supervisors on May 17, 2017, to purchase the parcels identified on tax deeds. The County of Flavanna, Virginia has parcels 54A-1-63 and 54A-1-63A with such amendments to remove parcel 54A-1-63A from the transaction and to reduce the total purchase price from $22,000 to $15,750 and authorize the County Administrator to execute the contract subject to approval as to form by the County Attorney and to carry out all rights and responsibilities of the County in connection with the contract. I further move to accept the deed or deeds delivered pursuant to the contract subject to approval as to form by the county attorney and authorize the county administrator to execute the county's acceptance in accordance with the code of the Virginia Code section 15.2-1803.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. O'Brien, seconded by Ms. Booker. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion passes 5-0. R is deferred. We'll now move forward with S, contract for the GIS system update, upgrade, and hosting services.
All right, Mr. Chair, members of the board, before you, we have the contract for GIS system upgrades and updates and hosting services. So, background, the RFP for this contract was issued in October 2017, closed November 2017. The county received 4 submissions. Herd and Profit was the chosen vendor for this by the RFP committee, which was made up of some of the planning folks, the commissioner's office, E911, and the purchasing officer as well. Who she would normally be presenting this, but she's
Cruising.
Yeah, she's going to be cruising some waters here pretty soon. So Hurt and Profit, like I said, they were chosen by the RFP committee. They've been in business for 44 years and been doing GIS for 23 years. Our current vendor that handles our GIS services, the total cost that we pay to them is $14,600 per year. And then a vendor number two, our current vendor number two for doing GIS addressing, new address is $900 per year for a total cost of $15,500 per year. So moving forward with the new vendor and their product WebGIS by Hurt Profit, one, it's going to be easy to use and completely responsive. And like I said, if you have questions about this, I think the commissioner could come up and speak since he was part of that RFP committee. But right there, as you see, included all the fees. That's what it's going to cost to have this product. Year one, the total cost will be $14,850, and if you remember the previous slide, it was $15,500. So year one, we're already going to be at a lower cost for this. Year two, it's going to go to $12,650, and it's basically the removal of the one-time training cost. So that's really it for the presentation. If the board has any questions, I'd be happy to try and answer them, or like I said, the commissioner, since he's part of the RFP committee, if the board has any questions regarding that, he'd probably answer them.
Any changes to the GIS? I mean, any made easier, or maybe
let me just pull up here quickly. It looks different, but it's actually quite functional and easy to use. Let me show you on the screen what looks like.
It's going to be the same operating system that you'll be working with. One of the things we really liked, other than that we're going to save the county money, is this company's primary focus is GIS mapping. You know, Timmons has done a good job for us, but that's just a small part of what they, you know, can do. And so the committee felt that at the end of the day that this organization would be where we wanted to move. And we're supportive of it. I will say this, if you have been on there, they've given us a lot of flexibility. For example, as you look at what Mr. Nichols is flipping through different addresses.
No, I was going to say, he's going to his house.
But in old GIS, you used to have to click on several buttons to get all the information, and now it's all right on the front screen.
Now I know where the toilet paper goes.
For example, we have the ability now, as opposed to just have addresses, like if we're going to look up, you know, 206 Jefferson, we can list all the plat references on there, and, you know. So, make a long story short, we think it's really a robust system. I will say this, because if you have any citizens that call and say, hey, how come the system that we had was terminated on 31-7? Mm-hmm. Now, the company, H&P, put this up for in advance of being even awarded the contract. In fact, we found some things we wanted them to make some changes to this last few days before they even were given the contract, and they could not have been more accommodating. So it's going to have just a little bit of learning curve until we sit down with the company owner and tailor it to what we really would like it to do. One of the things Mr. Nichols was pointing out, we think it's a good possibility we may save us some additional money because we think that, frankly, we put all the data on property, potentially on this site, and not have to have them that possibility. I'm just throwing out which costs us annually for that. So we like it. The company is very focused on helping us get it where we want it to be, to the point that they've even loaded the information and started making changes about so much as even that contract.
Yeah. Will you give private lessons?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, let me ask you this. How long has their map been up for a few weeks now? Has their map been up for a few weeks now?
They just put it up last week. Yeah. And right. It's insane. It's a mapping data backer. What the data layers of what we're going to ask them to start tailoring, and it's got every layer that you possibly.
Going to Mr. Weaver's house.
We did our due diligence with the local county, they were looking there for sample bringing.
Right.
And they were loving it.
How do you let the citizens know that it's updated?
Well, we wanted to first.
There it is, back up.
Oh, I see. Yeah, then you.
Yes, ma'am.
Good brand.
The company will even entertain questions, the calls, he said, we're happy if you want to give the citizen their phone number.
See the pond, put it on the.
We try not to do that.
Up above that, to the right.
And when the citizens go to the county's website, it's going to bring them right to this landing page where it did the old landing page before. So it's going to, if they go to this from the county website, it's going to be the same.
There you say.
One of the things that I will point out, just so that the board's aware of it, we will sometime in operating with two different companies between the county staff and the sheriff's office. They've had Geo come. Well, with this company, we're going to pull all of those initiatives back under one company, Curtain Profit. And we feel really strong that they will be super to work with. And yes, it's going to take just a little bit. If we can get about 2 weeks down the road and say, here are the things we really want you to do. Example, if you'd turned it on yesterday, you wouldn't have got any addresses. You'd only gotten flat, flat numbers on how to find such and such bass lane if you're looking for a flat number. Made a quick call. He said, I'll fix that before we got off the phone and we've done it and populated it.
I will make this one statement for it. This is just as functional use. We were hunting last week, and I got a new piece of land that we could hunt, and I had no idea of where I was walking on there. I literally pulled up a GIS map on my phone and walked the entire piece of property, and it didn't tell me exactly where I was on it, but because of that map, I could tell, okay, I've got a creek bottom coming up right here. So it was that good.
And you had more power in your hand than Neil Armstrong did in his entire suit when he was walking the moon.
Yeah. I felt like I was walking on the moon. I climbed 38 flights of stairs walking that one piece of property.
That's good to know, because I have some delinquent property that I don't know where it is. So I can put it on my phone and find it.
I pulled up the county website and just pulled up the GIS map on the county.
Find your property.
I've been paying on delinquent land for 17 years, I believe.
Wow.
Don't you get to do something with it after a few years?
That's what I've been trying to get the lawyers to tell me what I need to do.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you. So it is very functional and was very easy for me to use. Y'all know my electronic capabilities.
That's what I know. So now I know I can do it. Yeah.
All righty. Do we have a motion? There we go.
I move the Board of Supervisors approve the contract between Fluvanna County and Hurt and Profit, Inc. for GIS system update/upgrade and hosting services in the amount of $14,850 for year one, and further authorize the county administrator to execute the agreement subject to the county attorney revisions for a proper agreement and approval as to form.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Booker, seconded by Ms. Eager. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion passes 5-0. T, appointment to the Columbia Area Renewal Effort Task Force. Mr. Nichols.
Mr. Chair, there's Mr. John Hammond, who has served on the task force, is unable to continue serving. Ms. Carolyn Tinsley is interested and Columbia resident and submitted her application, so she's their candidate to sit on the Columbia Task Force for the term ending in June.
Okay, I move to appoint Carolyn Tinsley to the Columbia Area Renewal Effort Care Task Force with terms to begin immediately and end June 30, 2018.
Second. Motion's been made by Ms. Booker and seconded by Ms. Eager. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion passes 5-0. There are no presentations. The consent agenda. Is there anything we want to pull? Mr. Weaver?
No.
No.
All right. Do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I move that we approve the consent agenda.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion's made by Ms. Booker, seconded by Mr. Weaver. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion passes 5-0.
Mr. Chairman, let me just note that I think this is Mr. Weaver's way of wishing everybody happy New Year.
Absolutely. I mean, I think
as long as you're not spending any money, it's fine.
That's his New Year's resolution.
I'm so with it. All right. How do you start the New
Do we have any unfinished
year?
Business?
I think maybe next week we'll be talking about that amendment to zoning changes.
For trash and
no, cars. No, for
strategic zoning?
Strategic.
It's on your agenda next week.
Right. So it occurred to me, and I don't know if we talked about it or thought about it, but what would be the financial impact for properties that have already been converted? I mean, presumably, those properties would want to take advantage of that same program.
But you can't go backwards with that, well, Mr. Bacon.
Well, and that's maybe the second part of the question is,
do
we need to consider that, right, in terms of...
You don't have that option.
We don't have that option. So anybody who had rezoned previously...
They've already had
they're
to,
stuck
they've already
with,
assessed the rollback. And
it's a date certain one.
It's a date certain thing. Okay. All right. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure that we had a strategy about that, if that was the case, prior to taking that vote.
All righty.
You have a question.
Yeah, yes, ma'am.
And you won't vote on it next week. Next week, you'll just be voting to tell us to move it forward to go to public hearing. So we'll brief you on strategic zoning initiative next week. You can just all discuss it. If you decide to go forward, then maybe come back up for a public hearing.
I have a question. I've been talking to Jason Smith about going up to York Haven, Pennsylvania,
right.
And I noticed in our book that I can't go out of state to without the permission of the board, but I'm not going to take any money for travel or anything like that. It's all my own. I can do that.
You really should take travel expenses, if nothing else, mileage, because it's board business, and it's a good trip, so... Nothing else. If you fill out the plan to come back, we'll help you just to fill out the mileage. But she's going to go look at one of the LKQ sites.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
and so that's a good visit. The LKQ is excited about
right.
it.
Right, that's good.
I think it would be appropriate to have the board approve that.
Yes.
It is in the bylaws that way.
Yeah.
I would make such motion to approve the.
Absolutely.
Finances.
Okay, we have a motion made by Mr. Weaver, seconded by Ms. Booker.
I'd like to amend it to make sure she stays at the Ritz.
No, I can't approve
Did
that.
You say she was eating Ritz?
Eating Ritz.
With a big limousine.
Hey, I love Ritz crackers. Give me a jar of peanut butter and some Ritz crackers. I can make a meal. Okay, we have a motion made by Mr. Weaver, seconded by Mrs. Booker. All in favor?
I think that's pretty
good. And opposed?
Yeah.
Chair votes aye. Motion passes 4-0-1.
You're going to make some pictures, you say?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am, please.
You know, I need
Mrs.
to see.
Eager, Mrs. Eager abstained.
Am I?
She abstained. I did not hear her.
I just want to make sure the vote's correct on the record.
I did
you're
not hear Mrs. Eager, so
I'll
send.
And I'll vote for it.
Okay, so it passes 5-0.
You pay yourself. Yeah, okay.
I think it's really important for me
I
to
think
see
so.
Because, yes, the, to me, that piece of property has always been industrial, as far as anybody can remember. But then, you know, I want to see the type right. of the, what might be too great of an
yeah.
industry here that wouldn't be appropriate. Mm-hmm. So if I could
That's
see
a
myself,
good, thing. Good
I,
thing.
I think it's an important thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very good.
They have one also in Williamsburg, I believe.
We talked to LKQ to make sure which one was best to go to, as far as seeing what it would look like here and things, and what's.
Oh, and they said Pennsylvania
was the best one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful drive up to York.
Yeah.
You can take 15 up and
have you seen it? You've been up there?
Out the
I've been
weather.
To York. I haven't been to the LKQ.
When are you planning on going? Out the weather isn't going to be nice.
Hopefully, I was going to.
Yeah.
It kind of depends on when we're going to hear it. But I'm available last week of January.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be fine because it won't be until February when it comes up.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I'm still on old business, and I imagine a lot of this is happening, but I do play frisbee golf. Great. It was exciting. Mm-hmm. It's good. A couple of questions. One, will the tee boxes be filled in, or are they still, I mean, I understand
it's
all in rough shape, still at present, but just wanted to know what the plans were. And
yes,
some,
you got to come sit down.
Feedback.
Yes, sir. If you're close enough now, buddy, I can peg you.
All right. So currently we have the tee boxes that are filled in, or are they going to be?
They're going to do some crush and run in them.
Crush and
run. I'm going to level them out, crush and run. I'm working on getting the back nine done. I'm hoping to have it done by April the 1st. We're planning on cutting next week, I think, some of the pines behind the ball field as soon as they get some bush hogging done for me.
So I played with a guy who has played many times before, and so you know some of the comments that he made, I don't have any expertise in this, but he said that usually some of those runs are a little longer because you actually sort of run up on it and toss it.
Some are. I've seen just a little block. It depends on where you're at. Some of them have a long way. So another way you could do it is take the back out of the tee box. Mm-hmm. And just have where they could start wherever they wanted to and run to the edge of the tee box.
And then markers, are we going to have?
Yeah, I'm going to put how many feet. I'm going to make signs when I get them all done. I'll each have a sign. I'll have a marker to go to this hole from here to here.
Okay.
And that type of thing.
And then in terms of signage up to it, I've had a number of people say they were looking for it but couldn't figure out where it was.
I've ordered a disc golf sign to go on the end of the road. To say disc golf in there when you're going down the road, so that's been ordered.
Okay, great.
And then we'll put a kiosk out front with some information on it. Super. By the time that we do the grand opening.
Yeah, no, and it's a challenging course.
You might have a grand opening.
Yeah, we're going to have a grand opening for that. We'll do that in April.
Okay.
And I met Mr. LeBlanc. I guess he's, is that right? The man who's sort of a designer and has been working. Matt LeBlanc, I want to say.
No.
No.
It was one of the Graham Stollard's been really helping with it. But you've asked me. And
yeah.
Go get my phone, I can tell you his name.
Okay.
John, it's John.
John, maybe. Okay.
Yeah. I forget his last name, but I can tell you.
Telling me all about what you guys have done, so that was great.
And Aaron and his father have done majority of that work, clearing trees and
brush
and things
mm-hmm.
like that. So beautiful. He's really done a lot of work on his own. And also, he's the one that set up and organized the event today, the groundbreaking. He and the staff.
Wonderful. Good job.
And there's bridges. There's, these little bridges.
There's three.
Yeah, three bridges.
He built those. Me and my father and one of his friends built those. Yeah. Took us 2 days.
It's nice. A lot of fun. Thank you for your hard work.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. So as we get the back nine open, I'll probably start 10, 11, 12, and have a hole open as we go, maybe if we can do it that way.
Super.
If it has the word golf in it, it is challenging.
Oh, it's tough. Some of them are narrow because we're in the trees.
So oh, don't even go there, Brian. Right.
How much traffic do you get on this?
I haven't seen a lot back there, but it's at the back of our property, so a lot of times when people go, you think they're going to soccer fields or something. It doesn't look like they're not tearing up any property back there. We haven't gotten our parking lot done yet, but I mean, it seems like it's not a lot more than it has been. But I coach basketball, and I was at our practice the night and had a mom and a son tell me they've been using it. So I know it's not just guys and older people, it's actually younger kids are actually coming out there and using it too.
Yeah, I think it's the word gets.
It's a family organization. A lot of families are
using it. Once the 18 opens up and we get, as we develop it more, then we can do local tournaments and things like that. So
ESPN, here we go.
That's right.
Great.
Thank you, sir.
FSPN.
Levanna.
Thank you.
We can get Mr. Roth and Melton there. All right, is there any new business? All right, hearing no new business, I will now open the second round of public comments. Anyone wishing to speak to the board, please approach the microphone. Keep your comments to 5 minutes on topic and directed to the board. Is there anyone wishing to speak at this time? No, I will now close the second round of public comment.
Mr. Chair, I move that the Savannah County Board of Supervisors enter into a closed meeting pursuant to the provisions of Section 2.2-3711A1, Section 2.2-3711A4, Section 2.2-3711A6, Section 2.2-3711A7 of the Code of Virginia 1950 as amended for the purpose of discussing personnel, privacy of individuals, investment of funds, litigation, and legal matters.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. O'Brien, seconded by Mr. Booker. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion carried. Now in closed session.
I'll hear it, but don't be really fast.
Yeah, real fast.
All righty. Mr. O'Brien, will you bring us back to session, please?
Mr. Chair.
Okay.
I move the closed meeting be adjourned and the Fluvana County Board of Supervisors convene again in open session. Be resolved, the Board of Supervisors does hereby certify that to the best of each member's knowledge, one, only public business matters lawfully exempt from open meeting requirements under Section 2.2-3711A of the Code of Virginia 1950, as amended, and two, only such public business matters as were identified in the motion by which the closed meeting was convened were heard, discussed, or considered in the meeting.
Do I have a second? Motion made by Mr. O'Brien, seconded by Mr. Weaver. Ms. Seeger?
Aye.
Mr. Weaver? Ms. Booker?
Aye.
Mr. O'Brien?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion passes 5-0. We have the new motion we need to read. Where's Fred? Ms. Eager, you want to get that from him? If you can read his handwriting.
I'll try.
That daggone lawyer. Thank God he's not a doctor.
It's about 6 yeah. points.
Be glad Bob posted.
I moved
about
to
6 points.
It's very small.
Tight.
I move to accept the most recent offer to settle the case pending in circuit court between the county and Lexon. To authorize the county attorney to endorse an appropriate order dismissing the case as agreed. And to authorize the county administrator to execute release of the county's claim approved as to form by the county attorney, all of the foregoing subject to receipt by the county of the amount of $30,000.
Do I have
second?
Motion's made
Chair,
by...
before you vote on this, let me just point out that I wrote this intentionally so that they don't get our release until we get their money. Because if you recall, they wanted to do it the other way before,
right,
and they jerked us around. I'm not going to have that.
There you go.
You the man. Motion's made by Ms. Eager and seconded by Ms. Booker. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion passes 5-0. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So made.
Second.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Weaver, seconded by Ms. Booker. All in favor of adjourning?
I'm good.
I was getting ready to say.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm good on that motion.
Next Wednesday, 4 o'clock.
Chair votes aye. Motion passes 5-0.